You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place, in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. The president of Taiwan shares advice, Facebook springs into action, and unemployment soars again. Here's what you should know. In an op-ed in Time, President Tsai Ing-wen outlines how Taiwan has managed to have fewer than 400 confirmed cases of COVID-19 as of April 14th. The country's strategy includes rigorous contact tracing, near-universal temperature monitoring and disinfecting, and a mask rationing program. While there has been talk of sending recovered patients back into society, an army of the recovered, so to speak, scientists aren't really sure it works that way. Sometimes immunity is lifelong, like in the case of measles. But sometimes recovering from a virus doesn't make you immune for any time, and can even worsen your reaction the next time you get it. Soon, if you like, comment, or share a coronavirus-related Facebook post that has been deemed harmful or fake, you'll be redirected to a myth-debunking site hosted by the World Health Organization. This move is in part of a larger effort to eliminate the spread of dangerous misinformation about the pandemic. Fever, cough, and difficulty breathing are hallmarks of COVID-19, but stories of other, stranger symptoms, headaches, confusion, seizures, the loss of smell or taste, indicate the virus may invade the brain as well as the lungs. Scientists are scrambling to figure out why. Another 5.2 million Americans filed for unemployment last week. This brings the total to 22 million unemployment claims during the coronavirus pandemic, which wipes out nearly all the jobs gained since the 2008 recession. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.